Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Thursday, June 25th. So glad you're with us. We're getting ready to hit the road today. We got a full day. Roger has even more of a full day because we're going to go down to Camden, then we're going to go see the eat at the White House Cafe first, let me say, and then we're going to go see the birthplace of Johnny Cash and Bear Bryant, which we've never done. It's part of our summer adventure. We're going to have five restaurants that we're going to see. We got a NASCAR race coming up that we're going to do.
We just added New York, possibly.
That would be cool.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, when we get Justin back, that Justin will be able to do some of these things with us. We're talking about floating the buffalo.
New York.
Talking about catching fish somewhere. Talking about maybe going down to Terry Bradshaw's ranch again. Going to be at the Star in Texas here in a few weeks. What we do, the summer of adventure. That's what we do.
That's on terrestrial radio.
It is. How about that? You're not getting that on Sirius.
No.
In the studio today, great to see our friends from KETV, Ryan Houston. First of all, Ryan, welcome back.
Woo!
Good to see you.
Good morning.
Yeah, we think we've had you up a couple times over the year. How long have you been at Channel 7 now?
It'll be 4 years in January.
Pine Bluff native.
Yes, sir.
Proud about
Zebra.
That. Yeah, you betcha. And so, and Stacey Spivey, we go back a long way, Stacey.
We do.
And you've grown up. She's grown up before our very eyes. How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind. I'm 35 now. But
wow, you look 25.
Well,
that's
thank
amazing.
Thank you.
Good job.
It's crazy to think about, you know, when I first came on here. Gosh, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I was young. I was single. I was a little wild. And now I'm like a mom and wife. And
I know. To me, you're still a youngster.
I know.
And you've got a kid. It's hard to believe. Now, Roger, do you know, can you give me the, tell me what you remember about Stacy's dad? He was an athlete. Do you remember anything about that? This would be a very tough question.
Yeah, it's a very tough
question. Roger.
But you probably know Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
That's eating me too.
Yeah, Stacy's dad was, Roger, the starting quarterback for the, matter of fact, watch this. What's this tie-in? Her dad was a starting quarterback on the last state championship for Benton High School. Do we know
him? Then he was there with David Hendricks.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. I think he was there with David.
David, it's 1976.
So is it 76?
Well, it was 77 when he won state.
76,
77.
That was Benton, right? It was not Brian. It was Benton. So they used to own all the Big Red. They own Family Market now.
Oh, well, I know him.
So, you know, Melinda Mayo's coming up here shortly. We now have Melinda.
Oh.
As a regular, but she's been doing it with us for how many years now?
47 years?
Probably. So Ryan, Roger, I told Ryan before we started, my biggest regret that before Melinda left, we did not do the dance. You know, Melinda always used to just go over there.
Yeah.
Do y'all do that?
No, that's what I said. It went away.
It went away with Melinda.
Okay. Listen, Ryan,
y'all bring back Kick the Balloon? Maybe.
What?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
You're not, so you don't want to do the dance thing?
You're a cheerleader. I mean, there's some, I've done a couple. I do like certain dances. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like trending ones.
Yeah. So, and Ron, you were always good. You were a good team player and did all the, and they were, listen, they went Michael Jackson, Roger, Michael Jackson Thriller level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
my God. They did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Full out. Mm-hmm.
You know, always proud of the kind of talent that we have in this state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ron, you've got you've only been in the game 15 years. Obviously, you're a very accomplished and polished broadcaster.
Polished.
We just had Chanley Painter.
Oh, yes,
on the show with us. You know, we've had a segment with her over the years. I remember helping her get a gig. She wanted to do TV, so she started doing free. She was showing up at Channel 4 doing court deals. And lo and behold, she gets a job at Channel 4, gets a job at Court TV, and now she's in New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's been a history there's been a history of a lot of great broadcasters. Mm. A lot of them come through Channel 7 that have gone on to major markets. Now, Ryan, you have the choice. I'm sure you're skilled enough to go to any market you want to, but you've chosen to stay here in Arkansas because it's your home state. And you came from, where did you come from?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always wanted to work at Channel 7. I feel like the journalists there, and the things that we do, I mean, it's just top notch. You can't find it anywhere else in America.
And you, Stacey, you left and decided to come back.
I did, yeah. I mean, obviously, home is just so special, and Channel 7 is special. We both grew up watching Channel 7.
Yeah.
So
how cool is that?
To be able to watch people like Melinda Mayo and then work with them day to day, that's that was just so incredible.
Cherry on top.
See, yeah. I think there's value if you can to bring local talent mm-hmm. on. You don't have to. You know, I, even though I'm not from here, Roger, I've been here for 40 years, so, you know, most people know who I am. So I think there's value in hiring, if you can, local folks to do a good job. Now, you listen, Roger gets up pretty early. Roger gets up earlier than I do. So
How
Roger
early?
Gets up at what time?
3.
You got to speak in the mic.
3.
3 o'clock. And so I get up around 4. You guys get up even earlier. What do you guys do?
About 2:30 for me.
About 1:45. Because I commute from Benton.
Yeah, that is that's another level. That's another.
Especially when your kid doesn't go to sleep until 9:30 sometimes.
And how old is your kid?
She is about to turn 5 next week.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Yeah. That's outstanding. Yes. Yeah, Roger, 1:45. That's almost. It's just like
that's when you're going down,
right? A lot of people.
That is about the truth. Of course, I told them, Rog, this will be the 14th year. That I have worked with, of course, I go back 25 or 30 years with KTV. Mm-hmm. Sully and I go back to the late. I used to be a weekend anchor at Channel 4 for a while, mm-hmm. But then Sully and I have been together. Of course, I was with Sully at Channel 4 then, but Sully and I have been together with Sports Week and all that, Roger, since the late 1990s with Bruce
wow.
James. So 29, almost 30 years
That's
at Channel
awesome.
7, and then
did you work
you were
Paul
your daughters?
Hills?
He did.
Wow,
he did. He was
wow.
he was one of the. You know, there'll never be another Paul Eales. He was such a yeah. good guy. And, you know, you had some legendary figures in Paul Eales and Ned Permy, who's mm-hmm. Ned's still around, and just legendary TV guys that came through Channel 7. But anyway, so Sully and I go back a long ways. But, Roger, this is the 14th year I've gone to every Razorback game. And part of that is going into the town. This year, Roger, you know, like last year, I go into the town a little bit early, and we'll do some reports with Trey Schaap about the culture of the town, Baton Rouge or wherever. But, yeah, I do.
It's a great segment.
Yeah.
Trey does a great job.
Yeah, 3 live hits with you guys on Friday nights, or 2, rather, and then Saturday morning, 3 or 4.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So,
doing that again.
But James Bryant, no longer with us. Roger, he was, you know, he loved football almost as much as
a local guy. It was another dream of his, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He loved talking football almost as much as he loved talking weather. There's no joke.
Yeah, he still does.
So the question is now, who am I going to be talking to? Because now Emma is going to be, is that we don't know if that's done, but we know that Daniela's on there.
Yes.
Yes, we know that. And of course, Austin, you know, I guess took James's place, right?
Right.
Is it from a weather standpoint? So he would be there in the mornings? No?
So right now it's Austin in the mornings, but mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do. You know? You got to have someone that can talk sports.
I know. I've almost
thought like Emma can do it.
You think she can?
Yeah.
It's but that's a, you know, it's it, we I've enjoyed it, but the bad thing about it, Roger, so this is what's crazy about this. So when it came time to do this, and we've been doing the show, Roger and I, how many years? 16?
Yeah.
And then
Yes.
I don't know why he's just laying back like that. Tommy, you know, we started the show in 2004. Mm-hmm. But of all, when I decided to do this bit with Channel 4 in the bus, going to every game, I thought it would be a good deal. It was when Brett Bielema was hired. Well, the 14 years have been the worst 14 years in the history of Razorback football. It's been the way he had 3 2-10 seasons in the last 8.
Fault?
No, I don't know if it's my fault, but it's not much fun. It's not much fun.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, if you'll see my, I'll be with Sully at 10 o'clock, and he said, it's another loss. It's
like,
another embarrassment.
Yeah,
it's like, it's just.
Well, it has. It sucked.
Yeah, it's just, and then this year, you know, we're not picked to do very well this year either.
No, but we have hope, right?
Yeah.
But the other sports have done really well.
Yes, that's right.
You
basketball season
that.
Is going to be good again.
Yes,
that's right. That's right. So it's just, but it's so ironic that this is the time. And let me tell you, too, Jack Allen's great to work with.
Oh, I
love working with
he's
Jack.
Awesome.
He's really super. Mm-hmm. Because Roger's son, you know, if you knew this or not, was a weatherman mm-hmm. up in Northwest Arkansas for
he still is. Well, now he honestly was offered the gig before the last James Bryant.
Yeah, so at Channel 7.
Yeah, he didn't come back down. He stayed up north, and now it's been a little over a year now, and he works for as a meteorologist for that big Walmart complex.
How about
That's
that?
Incredible.
How about that? Walmart needs
a
meteorologist.
They have a couple of them on staff.
I know. How about that?
For the entire world.
Yeah. It probably pays really good.
You know what? It's he didn't take the job here. No disrespect, but he needed
Walmart.
To. And you've got to have a little bit more money up
and
that
he's,
way
he,
as
and
well.
He was a very polished guy, too. You know, the difference, too, in mornings. you can have a personality, mm-hmm. you know, and let it shine.
Sure.
You can't
yes.
do that 5, 6, and 10, even though I love Beth, love Chris May,
yeah.
and Barry and all that. It's just, but you have to be a little bit more buttoned up.
You don't have as much time.
Yep. You're, to talk everything's tighter. Yeah. And I can remember when back in the day, you would have 4 minutes of sports or 5 minutes of sports.
Yeah. Wow.
And now Sully gets probably three and a half minutes of sports.
Wow. He's a water bug anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's and then now if you go over Roger, have you been in the new studios at Channel
7? No,
it's beautiful.
Then won't let me do it.
Well, the other thing is that you don't have cameramen.
That's what's wild.
Yeah, Roger, do that. You don't have camera. You're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
And the cameras have minds of their own.
Yeah.
It will be on you, and then all of a sudden it just goes whoop, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Skynet.
I don't know
where it really is bizarre. Now, Ron, you have a relationship with the Power 92.
Yes.
And so you do like a Friday segment with them. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I have a segment called. R&R, where I just talk about movies, trending
pop culture,
stuff,
which,
streaming,
love,
all of that.
Cool. Now, so you do that with Joe?
Yes.
So yeah, a lot of props for Broadway Joe, one of the legends.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you know we've talked about it before. The guy that used to be with us, Tommy Smith, was a radio legend. Mm-hmm. Bob Robbins,
of
radio
all of them
legend.
Now, Joe's the only one.
Joe's
left.
The only one left, and
wow.
Joe's I think Joe's been there 30. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
my gosh.
He's like 30, maybe 30, maybe 40.
Easy. I mean, we have Craig with us one
time. Yeah, we have Craig O'Neill that comes in there. Craig's, so you had four guys that are legendary guys that could go to any market in America.
But
decided to stay here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Melinda. You know, Melinda now.
She's an influencer.
She's an influencer.
She hey,
she's an influencer. She's an influencer now. It's like,
she's listening as we speak.
So what happened, just so you guys know, that one of these days when your career is done with TV is that when Craig – quit Channel 11, it hit me. I thought, you know what? I'm going to call Craig and see if we can get him over here.
Mm.
And so once we got him over here, I think somebody called, and I said, if we're going to get him over here, we need to pay him. So we said, we're going to get a sponsor for you. And all of a sudden, Craig realized, wait a minute, that's right. I can get sponsors.
Yeah.
And boom, he's got him a car now with Genesis and Conway. He's got a membership.
Never
like
paid
athletic
for
Betty
Jean meat.
So, and then when I think Melinda saw that model and she realizes mm-hmm. too, just because you retire from TV, you guys are restricted in what you're allowed to do,
right.
You know. And so,
well, now she broke that mold before she left.
She did. She did get paid. Over,
she did get a little bit of that.
Amy,
maybe they saw the. You know.
I was surprised Amy allowed that to happen because I think Sully still does it. Every
it's so unfair. Yeah, I mean, for you guys to be able to.
Well,
do so
you know why?
I get it.
Yeah, sort of the interpretation, you shouldn't be, you know, you can't have a private business paying you, and maybe you could be influenced
why
somehow.
Why can't she have a clothier, you know, do something for you?
Yeah.
Put a jacket on him or
do you have
throwing it out there?
Do you guys, we'll start with Stacey, do you have a, like a broadcaster that's sort of your idol or the one that you've always looked up to and said she's the bomb or he's the bomb that you think's the best in the business or grew up maybe watching?
I mean.
Local or national, both.
I mean, Beth Hunt has always been a mentor to me.
Yes.
Since I was an intern at Channel 7.
Yeah.
I just have always, I mean, I grew up, and she was on when I was little, and then.
A morning show, really.
She was on mornings.
With mm-hmm. Melinda.
Yeah. And I've always looked up to her. I've always gone to her for advice, not just TV advice, but life advice. I still do to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a great mom.
Oh, yeah. I love her to death.
And a great worker. What about you, Ron?
I would have to say T.J. Holmes before all of that. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's
what,
still incredible.
I don't know what. Is he out of the business now?
Well, him and his new.
Are they married yet?
They are not married, but they have their own podcast.
And they're engaged.
Yep.
Well, the thing about him, he's another example of an Arkansas talent mm-hmm. that goes national.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he worked at 11, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
He did.
Weekends, yeah.
And then you turn, you know, we talking, he's a competitor of ours, which we beat last book, Bobby Bones. You've got guys in this market and ladies in this market that do super work. And of course, Roger, what do we know Beth Hunt by for many, many years at this station?
She can dance like a rocket.
It's what, you know, we used to do Christmas karaoke.
Oh, so
and,
fun.
And Ryan, we, I mean, every station would put together these massive singing, dancing performances.
Wow.
I mean, big deals. And we would raise a lot of money for Youth Home. And maybe we should look at, maybe, but bringing it back, the problem was is that everybody who used to do it, which were Beth Hunt, and Jansen,
everybody
that generation sort of got a little, like, we don't really want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Just some great moments. I remember after Anne, we lost Anne, and they did a tribute to Anne. But anyway, about Beth was a multi-time Bay Bracket Award winner.
I bet you are.
So, Ryan, we used to have this thing called the Bay Bracket. Very controversial. It wasn't then, but nowadays, you can imagine, once Me Too hit, it was done.
Yeah.
But Beth was a multi-time winner. Melinda had won it, mm-hmm, and was in the final several times.
Janelle won one year.
Janelle Lilly, remember that?
I think everybody over there won.
Yeah. So, Ryan, what it would be is that, you know, the girls are smart enough to realize, I'm going to come up, and Tommy is just massive ratings back when he was at Magic, and then he came over here, and it's a great way to connect with the, and it was not anything bad. We would never demean the girls. It was never about that. And you know, it was must attend. Now maybe the girls didn't like doing it, but they came over and had a lot of fun. And it was really, what about how you look? It was really about how you connected. And
personality.
Yeah, that's right. And so.
And it introduced whomever it was, male or female, to the market.
Yeah.
Some folks didn't know, even if it was somebody like yourself who's from it. I didn't know you were from Pine Bluff until you got on the show.
Right.
I mean, I had no idea that was going on. Of course, you being a Saline County lady and all of that, it always just brought somebody to the market, to introduce them.
Yeah, it was, really nobody could stand up for us when we I was getting calls from LA Times.
My goodness.
Austin Kellerman at Channel 4 really used it as an opportunity to just slam us, and you know, it became a national.
Was it Austin?
A national.
Who's the guy there now?
I'm just blank now, but it's okay.
Austin is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kellerman who was
He's no longer
he's
there.
He's no longer there.
Yeah, he was the jerk.
But there was only one, person.
Yeah.
Who really stood up for us. And that's okay, because it was a tough time. The moment, it was, looking back, though, it was fun to do, because the girls came up and took advantage of it. And then we would do that karaoke every year. But that's why I was saying it's nice to have local folks, because we went, Roger, for the last 5 or 6 years, we were getting people into the marketplace and would stay there a year or two, and they're out. Mm-hmm. And you still get some of that. But that's why you two and Melinda and having that local, and I think it helps in ratings, too.
Well, and Austin, he's from Hot Springs.
He's a local guy. And James Bryant was a local guy.
Well, you left and came back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody does. Mm-hmm. You have to in your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you do want, you get your first gig somewhere else. KTV was top of the line. I mean, it was one of the in the big markets.
Legends. But,
absolutely. Yeah. So you did do that. Then you come home.
Yes.
You got your family. You got somebody. You've got babysitters now with Meemaw and Pawpaw and all that.
So nice.
So of course it is. That's the way it is. And that's one of the things. If you can make it, if you can do that and get paid and do that, I mean, that's why you do it. You want to come home and be in front of your family and friends.
Well, the people here, too. I've worked in other places that the people are very nice, obviously. But here they come up to you. They want to have a conversation with you. Like, oh, you talked about my favorite restaurant, or we remember doing this growing up, and you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so special.
And you love the place. And
yes,
I love talking about Hot Springs, where I came from. So when I mention certain things down there, I love it. And just like whenever there's soldiers, now that you can, it used to be the military back when it was internet radio, but now you can go all over the world. So there's a part of Arkansas and people that leave the state that you can listen to the shows on the radio and go, they're talking about cancer. I know about cancer. They're talking about this and they do that. So just to connect, as you said.
Well, the other thing, too, that I noticed y'all have been doing, that y'all are sort of expanding a little bit. I think you're doing like a post-show or doing something like a podcast. Is that right?
Yes.
Totally good. What's the scoop?
So it's called Off Script, where we talk about movies, we talk trends, we try new foods. And I also brought a little something for you guys to try.
All right.
This is called the period cramp simulator.
Okay.
I've
heard about this.
So you put this on your stomach.
Okay.
We did this. We did an episode about it, right, Stacey? She put it on first, and she set it all the way to 10. And she was like, on your stomach. Uh-huh. And what did you say, Stacey, about the 10?
I was like, this is probably what it feels like. It's not bad, but this is
okay,
regular.
Okay, so I've got it on my stomach.
I forgot how to turn it on, so I'm going to have to do it. Let's just say Ryan got it to a 6 and was like, turn it off!
It was the worst pain ever, man.
Would it be inappropriate for me to go, I like this?
No, it would not. It would not be inappropriate, but
will he pee himself?
No,
turn it up to 10. Start up high. Come on.
Okay.
So I've got the pads on my stomach.
Okay.
I did eat a donut this morning. I don't know what that's going to do.
It's not doing it. I'm going to let you do it.
I want them to hear the singing between you. I want them to hear how. Oh, I feel it.
Uh-oh, I feel it. It just went off.
this.
I like it.
Do we all want to try? You like it? Yeah. Do we all want to try this?
Is this for a weight loss deal or
it's
what?
Just to show what a woman goes through that time.
Whoa!
I went from 0 to 10.
That was it. Really was a 10.
Oh wow! I was thinking,
how'd it feel?
I'm awake now.
We gotta try this.
No, you really have to go see the video of Ryan because he is. I'm dying laughing.
You try
at it?
It's
like a TENS unit. It's like a TENS unit.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That woke me up.
Here. Hey, but can one be on one and one be on the other?
Yes.
So if it's like twins, because twins feel the pain.
It won't be as effective. I want Ryan and Stacy to hear you. Can you find the clip of you and Christian singing? Listen, here's the deal. We've got the best singing show in America.
Yeah.
There's nobody because we've got Justin Moore. He's got 14 number one hits.
Yeah.
Roger can sing like crazy. Right. And then Christian, our producer, we found out. Because
you feel anything?
I feel it. It's a little vibration going on.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's got two kids, so he's got a wife. So he's been through this.
All right. Yeah, we're going up a little bit.
Yep.
Are you going straight to 10? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm going straight.
Oh, gosh.
You feel it?
Nah, I feel something.
Wow.
You got high pain tolerance.
Okay, what about now?
Wow.
Are you on one? Or?
No, I'm off.
He's got them both?
I'm off, yeah. My abs won't be the same all day today.
You feel anything?
Yeah, I feel it.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Ring the bell.
There it goes.
I mean, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe I took the tough part out of it for you.
Yeah. You may have.
I felt like you've been there.
Ryan was just going to 10! All right, I want you to find the clip of, I want them to hear how talented these
are. Yes.
Can you two sing?
Here we go.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
That's Christian.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
That's Roger.
The corn is as high as an elephant's arm.
Okay.
And it looks as though it's climbing up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Oh, he's like finished.
It's the album version.
Everything's going my way.
How about that? See, listen. Yeah, and there's more. They've got, listen, I'm just telling you, then you get Justin Moore back.
Yeah.
And you get those three.
Melinda, too. She can
Melinda
sing.
Melinda can sing. You know, that's exactly
fact,
right.
She sure can.
You want to hang? You guys can right hang out of here?
I have a little song.
Okay,
I
need
a little
time. So, this is Melinda. Listen. It's all delayed. All three are on delays.
Have they been drinking?
Yeah, Melinda was on the phone. Justin was on the phone. And I was here, so it was all.
It was much like our show. All right, if you just joined the show, Ryan Houston is here with us. Stacy Spivey from Daybreak over at KTV. Right down the street.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and we're going to have an old friend of yours on. I'm Linda Mayo. I was going to jump on for a few minutes.
Reunited.
Come back. Don't go away. 8:30.